With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says healthy economic growth in the second quarter bolsters his argument for a cut in interest rates. However, the Federal Reserve not expected to announce a rate cut later today, opting instead to hold rates where they are. The U.S. economy grew at a 3% annual clip April through June. The president threatening India with a major tariff hike.
President Trump has announced he'll impose 25% tariffs on goods from India. Posting on Truth Social, the president says there will also be an additional penalty import tax starting on Friday because India continues to buy Russian oil and military equipment, which enables Moscow's war in Ukraine. Trump says India is our friend, but its tariffs are far too high on U.S. goods. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit with India rose nearly 5.5% to close to $46 billion. Jennifer King, Washington.
The world hasn't witnessed an earthquake this strong since 2011. An 8.8 magnitude quake that struck Russia's far east last night. However, it failed to unleash the destructive tsunami waves that had been feared along the west coast of the U.S., as well as on Hawaii and in Alaska. President Trump is warning Russia's Vladimir Putin to agree to Ukraine's ceasefire, or else.
We're going to put on tariffs and stuff, and I don't know if it's going to affect Russia, because he wants to obviously probably keep the war going. But we're going to put on tariffs and the various things that you put on. It may or may not affect them, but it could.
Mr. Trump is giving Putin 10 days to decide what to do. The president spoke to reporters as he was heading back home from Scotland. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow 72 points higher, the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 83 points, and the S&P better by 15 points. This is SRN News. Americans talk about trust.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fight to defund Planned Parenthood may eventually wind up before the Supreme Court. A federal judge has ruled that Medicaid funding cannot be withdrawn from the nation's largest abortion business, as mandated in President Trump's new budget bill. This latest order replaces another judge's decision that initially granted a preliminary injunction. That injunction specifically blocked the government from cutting Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood members. This is SRN News. Nationwide coffee chain checks in on the bottom line.
Starbucks reported an increase in revenue for their third quarter, better than Wall Street expectations. But same-store sales fell by a bigger amount than what Wall Street was expecting. In hopes of turning things around, next year Starbucks is adding a cold foam protein drink, coconut water-based drinks, and improved baked goods to the menu. Starbucks is spending heavily on this turnaround. One big expense in the third quarter was a two-day meeting in Las Vegas. The company hosted 14,000 store managers and regional leaders. I'm Ed Donahue.
The National Transportation Safety Board has launched investigative hearings on the deadly mid-air collision over Washington, D.C. in January. The crash involved a passenger plane and an Army helicopter, killing 67 people. The hearings aim to explore how the actions of the FAA and the Army may have contributed to the crash. More details, SRNNews.com.